Good morning. How are you? I guess, had another busy week. You know, I was in Florida for 24 hours, maybe 25 hours to give a talk. Came back here, had to go into Pittsburgh, drive up, and then I had to go to Cleveland yesterday, and me and a good friend of mine, Speaker, were there, and we spoke to the men at Ralph Martin. We spoke to the men in Cleveland yesterday. It was a great conference. But on my way up, I was complaining. You know, I don't know if you know that I'm a complainer. You know, and it's one of those things. I was like, you know, I'm already back on the road. I don't even have any time. I have to go to Washington this week. And then I got a text from Father Kosecki on the way up driving, and I looked at it. Sorry, you're not supposed to do that, but I did. And it said, just to let you know, Mother Emmanuel died. Now, Mother Emmanuel was the mother of the Carmelite Monastery, and that's where I had my first Mass, and Mother and I have talked throughout the 30-some years that I've known her. And so as soon as I got the text, I sat there and I says, Mother, what's it like to see the face of Jesus? And then I just started to cry. Because, not out of sadness, because I know Mother got to go to heaven, but after all these years, to finally be able to see Jesus face to face. And then here I was complaining, because I do these things for Jesus. And then the gospel came to me, which I had been reflecting on anyway, where Jesus just sat there and asked me, Larry, do you love me? And that's what it always comes down to, that simple question. That what we do hopefully because we're in love with Jesus. It's just that simple. If we're not doing it because we're in love with Jesus, what's the point? Why waste your time coming here to church on Sunday? Don't. I mean, that's exactly what I'd say. Don't. Just don't. You know, if it's all about, you know, I want to make sure I get to heaven and I need blessing and I need strength, if it's all about you, don't bother. You come to church because you love Jesus. And that's always the question. And think about it, that is a very intimate question. I have never once, I don't know about you, maybe you're different than me, but I have never once in my life asked anybody, do you love me? Never done it. And I don't think I ever will, you know. I'll sit there and say, hey, come here. Do you love me? It ain't gonna happen. It just isn't. Now, I don't know, maybe you're different. Maybe you sit there and you ask people that you love them. But if you really, if there is love there, it's almost too intimate to ask that question. It's almost an insult, is it not? You know, if you know someone loves you, you don't go up and say, hey, do you love me? How do I answer that? I don't know. And so I was thinking about that. Jesus, that's an awful intimate thing, you. And it's also almost a needy thing, isn't it? Think about it. If I sat there and I called you up on the phone, any one of you, and I said, I'm coming to your house today, and you'd be like, huh? And when I get over there, I said, I just want to ask you a question. Do you love me? And I think, Father has lost it. And you'd think, yeah, of course I love you, Father. What do you want from me? But this is what Jesus is asking. Do you love me? And there's like that need there that I need to know. And this is already after the resurrection. It wasn't just before. And he just asked every one of us that question today. Do you love me? And he asked Peter that three times. Now again, of course, to counteract what Peter did when he betrayed him three times. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And so we all have to answer that question with Jesus ourselves today. Do you love me? But notice the question isn't answered by just saying yes. Because Jesus, once they said yes, once Peter said yes to him, he didn't say, oh, thank you, that's all I wanted to know. You know, oh, I'm so happy. He says, well, if you love me, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take care of others. And that's the way we prove that we love Jesus. Because talk is cheap, huh? I can say every day, I love you, Jesus, but then go do what I want. Like, for instance, let's say those of you are married, you look at your spouse and say, I love you, honey, but you never spend any time with them. Then you'd be a liar. I love you, honey, but then you go out and commit adultery against them. Then you'd be a liar. I love you, honey, but I'm not going to give you any time. You'd be a liar. And your spouse would look at you and say, huh? Do you love me? You don't spend time with me? You don't do things for me? You don't want to be with me, and yet you say you love me? And nobody here would say and expect that someone loved them if they didn't do something to back it up. Well, Jesus, when he asks you, he says, do you love me? He goes, yes, Lord, you know I love you. That's why I'm here today, hopefully. And he says, what I want you to do then is I want you to prove that by taking care of others, by feeding them. And that's where I always do my thing about, you know, anyone who's been at this church more than a day knows that my big thing is it's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's never about me. It's never about you. And when we come to church and we think this is about us, we have nothing to do with the reality of what God's calling us to do. When you and I come to church, he says, so you can go out and take care of others. This isn't about your salvation. This isn't about you getting what you want from God. It's about getting strengthened from God so you can go forth from this place and feed his sheep. That's what this is about. That's how you answer the question of Jesus, whether you love him or whether you don't. Period. So what are you doing to answer the question with your life? What are you doing to feed others in commandment of Christ? What are you doing to forget about yourself and to be more concerned about feeding others? Peter would die eventually to feed the sheep of Christ. And every other apostle would die to feed the sheep of Christ, except for John. We need to die every day to our wants, our needs, our desires, and do as he asks by feeding others. Will this kill us? Absolutely. Will it be hard? Absolutely. Will it be worth it? Absolutely. So the question is simple today. Do you love me? We answer it the way we live our lives. Make sure you know his love today and forever. Amen.